This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Alta Point Health, the local business podcast, featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make businesses successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and Businesses in Our Backyard is the podcast for East Central Alabama. And we try to promote businesses and get people in here to talk about our community because businesses are the lifeblood. And, of course, they create opportunities for our community and get involved with people. And today I have someone that very proud to have in here. And, of course, been knowing him a long time, Ben Robbins, attorney at law. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Ben.
Well, I am 41 years old. I'm married to my wife, Melanie, Melanie Kern Robbins, and we have one child, Gabriel, we call him Gabe. He's 4 years old, and I'm an attorney. I'm also a state representative and I enjoy doing public service work, and I guess my hobbies are kind of working. I mean, I love spending time with friends and family.
Yeah, and I want to tell you that Gabe, 4 years old, is a fun age to me.
It is a fun age. It's a tiring age,
yeah,
too. I'm coaching his 4 and under soccer team.
Why?
I kind of agree. The other day, I got back from practice. We walked in. Melanie was inside and was like, "Oh, I just finished dinner, so it was ready." And I walk in and Gabe is just, you know, do-do-do-do-do in such a good mood. And I just dropped the bag with the balls. And I'm worn out for 30 minutes.
I'll bet. I've been there. I actually have a one-year-old granddaughter right now.
Oh,
so
that's exciting.
It's a lot of fun as well. Well, tell us, first of all, your attorney, and, of course, here in Sylacauga, tell us where your office is and how to get in touch with you if people need you.
Office at 527 North Broadway. So it's a wooden door. I actually share office space with Rob Hendrickson, who's a financial advisor. He has the front office. I have an office, and I have two people that work for me, one full-time and an assistant. But we're a wooden door. It's a few doors down from Atkinson Real Estate and mm-hmm. right beside Ricky Deason.
Yeah. Been knowing all those folks. Been knowing Rob. You're not going to believe this, but I coached Rob in basketball over at the Boys Club. So it tells you how old I am.
Yeah.
Of course, when people come to you as an attorney, what is the first thing you want to talk with them about?
Well, usually – when they're in the conference room, you know, they're waiting on me, or, you know, the first thing I do is I walk in. I'm kind of old school. I have a notepad, and I usually just walk in and say, "So what's going on?" And, you know, just let them tell me, because obviously something brought them to come see an attorney, whether that's, you know, it could be anything from, you know, I stubbed my toe to I want to buy a house to whatever it might be.
So right.
You just tell me what you want to talk about, and then we can then figure out what it is you need, or if I can help you or try to assist you. But I try to let that person express to me what they need.
Yeah. And that is so important in that field, because, you know, being in media the way that we are, you see all of these things about injury attorneys and all of this, that, and the other. And they specialize in that, and that's what they want. Are there things that you like to either help people with, say, defend them in, or are there things that you would rather stay away from?
There are definitely some things I'd rather stay away from. I don't really do any criminal law. I stay completely away from the criminal side. So, you know, I don't defend anybody that has been charged with a crime. I also tend to stay away from divorce and domestic relations. So
yeah.
what I really like doing, and maybe it's just my personality, but I like closings and I like estates. I like things where, you know, a lot of times the law is adversarial. It's I'm suing you. It's me against you.
Right.
And you know, there's a lot of times it's that adversarial, I'm against you. And I like, with a closing, you are with some estates, you're helping people through a process, and then usually you can get everyone to the table, and they're usually happy about it. So I like those areas of the law where you feel like you're contributing as opposed to fighting.
Right, and of course, when someone needs an attorney, that word need, they're in need. And when you're at the end of that case, whatever it may be, especially with real estate, I mean, the smiles on people's face when they're able to sign that dotted line and get that home or whatever the case may be, your job has to be gratifying at the end when you can help someone.
Oh, it's definitely gratifying. And sometimes it can be frustrating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I say I don't do any domestic relations, so no divorce work, but people do see me about real estate.
Right.
So then sometimes property disputes can be more messy
dirty
than a divorce.
Right.
Somehow people can end their marriage easier than they can 3 feet of property.
Yeah.
And those are difficult at times, and it is frustrating. It can be hard when you can't force a resolution.
And right.
You know, why can't you just agree to this, or this is a good option? And you can't force that agreement, and then you have to have a trial, and it's just, those can be a little frustrating and hard because the client is always in control. All you can do is advise and represent them to the best of your ability for what they want, in essence.
Well, you know, Ben also is very involved in our community, does a lot of service work. He works with organizations to make sure that we can have the things that we have in and around the Coosa Valley. And I want to talk with him about that in our second half of our conversation. We're going to take a little break, and we'll come back more with Ben Robbins on businesses in our backyard.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now, back to the conversation.
Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and today, Ben Robbins, state representative an attorney here in the Coosa Valley, is here with us. And of course, we talked about your attorney business. One thing I'll ask you, well, flip sides. First of all, what do you like about being an attorney?
I like being able to help people. I like that it is a service-oriented job. And you talked about businesses in our community. You know, being an attorney is a customer service. It's
yeah.
a service. We don't make anything. We are solely reliant upon other people, in essence, having money and having problems that they need solved. So I like being able to help people when they need help. And some of these are complicated issues they need to unravel, or they need to protect themselves from, whether it be a contract, they're going into business, whatever it might be. I like being able to just to help people.
And on the flip side of that, what is the most challenging part of your job? I put you on the spot, but there's so many, I would imagine.
There are. I would say sometimes the most challenging is when, kind of what we talked about before, sometimes when someone needs help and you're advising them and they sometimes won't take advice, and you see what's going to be, you know where the road's taking you,
yeah.
and you say, you need to do this, and they say no, and then they end up where you told them they would end up.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes challenging.
Well, I know you also do a lot of service projects, a lot of things in and around the community. Talk about some of the things you've been involved with.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm involved with the Earth Project, which mm-hmm. I think will be transformational for our community. I think it's going to do wonders in terms of job development, job creation, and just improving the quality of life around here. I mean, really, that takes up a lot of the time that I have to help. And then related to being a state representative, you know, it everything kind of bleeds together, because what you're trying to do is help the entire region. And so you're helping, whether it be this volunteer fire department at a time, or you're helping a high school band, or you're working with the city of Childersburg, or someone in, you know, Coosa County. So it's really anything and everything that people might need.
Well, and I'm going to ask you this because you and I both know we're sports oriented people. And, you know, I'll take somebody, a great coach that has coached for many, many years. And that person that comes in behind them, they say they don't want to follow the great. You followed a guy as state representative that was in for what, 48 years, something. Ron Johnson was an institution around here. People knew him. They trusted him. He helped them. I'm sure you've learned from his tenure, and God rest his soul, but also talk about what it's been like being elected, first of all, by the people here in the district, and then following somebody that's done it for so long.
I'll say being elected is probably the most humbling thing that's happened in my entire life, because it's a tremendous honor that people would say, we think you can do this job.
Yeah, they put their trust in you.
Right. And it has changed the perspective that I have, and it makes me feel a responsibility to wake up every morning and think, how can I do something to improve? Because people put their trust in me, and it adds an extra level of pressure I feel in my life. But to come after someone that had done it for so long, like you said, for sports, whether it's, you know, Kalen DeBoer, you know, following Nick Saban, or it was Bill Curry following, you know, Bear Bryant, there's always there's challenges, because this is the way it's done, and
right,
you do it. No one can ever be Nick Saban,
right?
You know, no one can ever be Ron Johnson. So it's trying to take what he did, whether it's in that setting as a coach or in my setting, you try to take what they did well and you do it in your way.
Yeah, and I got a feeling that years down the road, somebody else might be asking, what's it like to follow Ben Robbins, who's done it for so long?
Yeah, maybe. you never know. And it's interesting, like with sports, how sometimes some teams will do that, where, you know, you'll have Kalen DeBoer that came from somewhere else, mm-hmm. from Washington, or you know, you'll have coaches in waiting, like Duke basketball. Coach
right.
K left, and John Shire had been on his staff for years. And there's the, well, now you're just going to transition into the coach. And
right.
I think each one works and each one doesn't work.
I think
it all depends on if someone's able to rise to the challenge that it is to follow someone and understand that you will never be that person, but be your own person and continue to learn from what they did, and then talk to people that served in Montgomery. You know, for me, served with Ron and said, here's what Ron did well. You could learn from that, and you could do this and that. And here's some things that, you know, your personality's better at that Ron's wasn't. So you lean into that a little bit. You know, you define yourself, but you define who you are, but you rely on what he did. You rely on that kind of framework that he built. And so I think in sports, it's the same thing too.
Yeah, and I want to ask you, going along with that, is there somebody in your life, anybody, who has been kind of a mentor to you, who has helped you along the way?
There's been a ton of people, but I would say maybe less than a mentor. I would say my wife is a backbone, a rock, and
absolutely.
Everything that, I mean, yeah, I seek lots of people for guidance, but – I mean, I talk to my wife about most everything.
Absolutely.
And she is there for me. She takes as much of the responsibilities that I have, even my law practice and state office, while also having a job and help and raising a child.
Yeah.
I don't know how she wears all the hats that she does, because like yesterday I came in and I just dumped all this information on her and like process it. And it's amazing that, I mean, I think that she's just a God gift to me, really. I know that sounds selfish.
No.
She's a gift to me, but
you're doing the right thing.
She is the reason that I'm able to be doing this interview even.
And I will say, I'm going to ask you this too, real quickly. Where would you like to see Ben Robbins 10 years from now, 20 years from now, or what would you like to see that has happened that you could say, hey, I helped make that happen?
I would like to see in myself in 10 years or in 20 years, in 20 years from now, I would love to be able to be sitting with my wife, Melanie, looking at our child that's now probably a college graduate, very, and hopefully successful, and know that and be able to know that Gabe is doing well in life and that we were good parents. And then professionally, I would love to see Earth thriving and it bringing up the tide for everything in Sylacauga.
All right, one quick thing before we go. Tell us, everybody, where Ben Robbins' office is, the number, websites, one more time.
It's 527 North Broadway. My phone number is 256-643-6493, and you can just find me on Facebook.
Hey, well, I want to say thank you for coming in here today. You've been a great representative, also a great attorney and an asset to our community, and I certainly appreciate everything you and your wife do for our community.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And, of course, that's been Ben Robbins on Businesses in Our Backyard. And, of course, we appreciate you watching and listening. Share this with your friends. And, of course, we throw one of these up there every Wednesday on SylacaugaNews.com. So check that out. And, of course, join us next time on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by AltaPoint Health. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed, produced, and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.